Good morning, welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。Today is Friday, June 24th, 2022. It's Friday again. A lot of events have happened this week. Let's wrap up some important news stories as we head into the weekend. The first piece is about Netflix. Netflix lays off 300 employees as bad year continues to hit company. It's from CNN.Netflix is laying off 300 employees in the midst of a rough year for the streaming giant. While we continue to invest significantly in the business, we made these adjustments so that our costs are growing in line with our slower revenue growth, a company spokesperson told CNN Business Thursday. We are so grateful for everything they have done for Netflix, and are working hard to support them through this difficult transition.Thursday's layoff impact around 3% of Netflix workforce, which includes 11,000 full-time employees. The layoffs are also mostly taking place in the United States. Variety was the first to report the news. 第一则新闻呢是有关于奈飞的。随着美国经济前景的恶化和 streaming service 行业竞争日趋激烈，奈飞公司近日宣布了其第二轮的裁员，他们将削减300个工作岗位，占其11,000名员工总数的3%左右。A lot of bad things are happening to Netflix. It's a tougher road ahead. The second piece is about the airline industry. British Airways staff vote spells summer of strikes at London's Heathrow. It's from Reuters. British Airways staff at London's Heathrow's airport voted on Thursday to strike over pay, threatening disruption at one of Europe's busiest aviation hubs during an already chaotic summer for air travelers.Air passengers across Europe have already faced lengthy delays and cancellations of hundreds of flights in recent weeks as airports struggle to cope with a shortage of trained staff and a strong post-pandemic demand. 第二则新闻呢，则是有关于航空行业的。英国航空的员工呢，将因为工资而举行罢工，这将给已经不堪重负的欧洲航空市场呢，在最繁忙的夏季旅行高峰带来更多的挑战。Even though the market is tough, people are still willing to travel. I don't understand that.The third piece is about AI. Instagram tests using AI, other tools for age verification. It's from Associated Press. Instagram is testing new ways to verify the age of people using its service, including a face-scanning artificial intelligence tool, having mutual friends verify their age or uploading an ID. But the tools won't be used, at least not yet, to block children from the popular photo and video sharing app.The current test only involves verifying that user is 18 or older. 第三则新闻呢，则是有关于社交媒体软件 Instagram 的。Instagram 呢，最近开始启用了一项新的基于人工智能的用户年龄验证工具。这项新的工具呢，将通过人脸识别和共同好友的认证呢，来确保用户已经年满18周岁。We cannot even trust human beings. How can we trust AI? I really have doubts on this. What do you think? The fourth piece is about the entertainment industry. Jon Snow series.Is real, and it was Kit Harington's idea, George R.R. Martin says. It's from Polygon. It seems that reports were true. Kit Harington really doesn't want to give up time in Westeros. On Thursday, a Song of Ice and Fire author, George R.R. Martin, confirmed last week's report that HBO was developing a sequel spin-off series about Jon Snow. Martin couldn't provide any details on the series.Suggesting fans should look out for an official HBO announcement instead. 第四则新闻呢，则是有关娱乐行业的。HBO 的经典剧集《权力游戏》呢，将迎来它最新的衍生品，也就是 spin-off sequel。该剧的原作者 George Martin 呢，对该消息呢做出了确认，但是他说呢，希望大家能等待 HBO 的正式的 announcement. I'm not a big fan of Game of Thrones, but I'm sure a lot of fans will be thrilled. The last piece is about science.Scientists zero in on origins of the monkeypox outbreak. It's from New York Times. When the first monkeypox cases were identified in early May, European health officials were stumped. The virus was not known to spread easily among people, let alone infect dozens and soon hundreds of young men. The origins of the outbreak are now becoming clear. Genetic analysis suggests that although the monkeypox virus is rapidly spreading in the open,It has been silently circulating in people for years. 最后一则新闻呢，则是有关于 monkeypox， 也就是猴痘，它来自于《纽约时报》。科学家们最近终于发现了在欧美爆发的猴痘的传播的源泉。他们发现了，其实猴痘在人群中传播已经有了好几年，虽然说它的爆发只是最近的事情。 That sounds scary, though. I hope scientists will have a way to deal with it. All right, that's all for today's news stories. 你可以在今天 show notes 里找到这些新闻的摘要，也可以参考同名公众号里的完整文字版。I'm also hosting a live session on TikTok, Douyin, tomorrow at 12 p.m. Join me if you like. We can have a live chat. That's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and see you next time. 好了，今天节目就到这里了，感谢你的收听，我们下期再见。